Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how higher ego power contributes to difficulty in coping with stressors and stress. These are the inevitable stressors that come with daily life. Stressors that can involve work-related pressure and responsibilities. Relationship-related stress involving our spouse or partner, our children, siblings, parents, friends, and coworkers. Financial stressors involving bills and making ends meet, something that many people are familiar with due to living from paycheck to paycheck. Broader social stressors involving what's going on in society. And also health-related stressors involving sickness. Unfortunately, stressors and stress can have a very powerful negative impact on our physical health and our mental health. And that's why I consider it one of the 10 key life areas that we're being called on to manage in our life. Research on heart disease and cancer, mental illness, and suicide clearly demonstrate the link of stress to our mortality. Contributing to the management difficulties are ego energy issues involving power, flexibility, or vulnerability that often lead into the mismanagement of stressors and stress, but in different ways for different people, which we'll be looking at in this and my other programs that are focused specifically on a particular imbalanced ego energy and its impact on stress and the mismanagement of it. Mismanagement that is often unrecognized due to the blinding effect of unhealthy ego energy and seeing what's really happening, what's really going on. Mismanagement that's happening even though the person under stress is an intelligent, spiritual, and mentally stable person. Unfortunately for those with higher ego power, the focus of our program today, they often approach stressors as if they are a threat to the control they need to have over what's taking place in their life, including the things that may cause them stress. Their game plan is to never give in to stressors or stress because this makes them feel weaker and disempowered. So asking for help is a no-no, something to be used as a last resort, if ever. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with our family, friends and coworkers, even ourselves, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, to recognize the service, the important service, in what we are doing, no matter what that happens to be, and experiencing a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity, affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to grow our mind with truth, while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. In short, impacting our ability to be our divinity in our daily life. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During our show today, we're going to be looking at the impact that higher ego power has on the way a person copes, or more accurately, fails to cope, with the stressors and stress that makes its appearance in their life. As a quick review, people with higher ego power are experiencing an intense need to feel power, control, and influence over what is taking place in their life, including the stressors they may encounter. They experience over-empowerment, in which I will be mentioning throughout the program today. This includes the various stressors that I mentioned earlier that are part of all of our lives. People with higher ego power act as if they are immune to stress. They want to believe they are more powerful, stronger, or bigger than the stressor they are facing. They often deny, minimize, or normalize their stress in order to keep distance from the reality that they are being affected by it. They are often under stress, but don't know it or want to admit it. And they can also become abusive to others while under stress, because verbal or physical abuse allows them to cling to the notion that they are still empowered. Stress is kicking their butt, but they don't want to admit it. To make things crazier, they often get caught up in illusions of entitlement. to act abusively towards others when under stress, which they don't want to admit is getting the better of them. Lots of men in particular with higher ego power issues when under stress get caught up in these false notions of entitlement. And this is just a reflection of how desperate they are to cling on to being empowered in the face of stressors that are getting the better of them, which they can't admit to others and themselves. Their higher ego power is leading them to twisted ways of thinking, feeling, and behaving in response to the stressors and stress they are confronting. Unfortunately, their body is often having to absorb this stress, often resulting in elevated levels of stress hormones over time, which damage the heart muscle and the coronary arteries, leading to increased levels of inflammation and buildup of blockages, which are the precursors of heart disease and heart attacks. Some of these people have what is referred to as type A personality. These are the people who get help much later rather than sooner for medical difficulties which have been screaming at them to do something. This is reflective of the powerful, distorting effect that often happens when one's ego energy is imbalanced. In the case of today's program, higher ego power. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, millions of people experience these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the control freak, the ultra-competitor, and the rebel that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a higher ego power voice is talking to and through you in your life when confronted with stressors. And here's the first symptom. Your main approach to stressors and stress is to deny, to minimize, or overly normalize them. Again, your main approach to dealing with stressors and stress is to deny them, to minimize them, or to overly normalize them. People with higher ego power need to feel that they have control over the stressor, which is often an illusion. Whether it's financially related or work related or health or familial in nature. Here are some questions for you to think about in reference to this particular symptom to take you further into it. Do you often try to tell yourself that things aren't bothering you when they are? Again, do you try to tell yourself that things aren't bothering you when they really are? Do you often try to tell others that things aren't bothering you? So this whole idea, I tell people that things aren't bothering me. I need to tell them so they don't think I'm being affected by whatever is going on in me. Do you tell yourself that ongoing physical symptoms, whether they are headaches or stomach problems or heart-related symptoms, that they're not significant, sort of underplaying the significance of these particular types of things? And also, do you get help later, much later, rather than sooner, which is something that the higher ego-powered person often does? One of the thoughts that came to mind when I was thinking about this symptom is that the notion that sometimes pain is your body's truth teller. When you're experiencing pain, your body's telling the truth about what's going on, whether you want to know it or not, or admit it or not. And this is because your body is a 3-million-year-old entity, and you can't fool it with denial. So when you think of these questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm going to go on to the next symptom. You think acknowledging that you are under stress means giving into it and represents weakness. People with higher ego power think that if they acknowledge stress, that means they're giving into it, and that it also represents weakness on their part. People with higher ego power want to live in the illusion that they are immune to stress, that nothing can get to them. I call this the illusion of stress immunity. Here are some questions for you to think about. Do you look down upon others who acknowledge that they are under stress? People with higher ego power may look upon others who admit they are under stress as somehow weaker and look down on them. It's an odd way of empowering yourself, as if to say, well, I'm above that, and they're not. Or do you look down upon people who get help for stress? People who actually are willing to acknowledge the stress they're under and receive help for it, and again, look down upon them for getting that help. Do you see going to therapy as a sign of weakness? People with lower or higher ego power, again, would see going to mental health treatment or therapy as a sign of weakness. When I thought about this particular question, I think about a lot of times explaining to people that going into therapy is like taking a course on yourself, a course in which you're both the student and the subject that you're looking at. That's all it is. So are you afraid to tell your spouse or partner or close friend what is really bothering you? This is another question tied in with this symptom. And are you maintaining the illusion of having it all together? Again, people with higher ego power want to put on this front that everything, nothing can get to them, that I'm all together and nothing's bothering me. So when you think of these questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? I want to go on to one more symptom before we go to our first break. You may cope with stressors and stress through the use of physical or emotional abuse that you think you're entitled to engage in, particularly with loved ones. Probably because this is more readily hidden from other people. So people with higher ego power, in this odd way to maintain empowerment, may engage in dealing with their stressors and stress through the use of physical or emotional abuse, and they often feel that they're entitled to engage in it. People with higher ego power often try to give themselves a free pass to channel their stress into family and friends. It's okay for me to do that. Some other questions connected to this symptom. Do you bring home your work stress and you take it out on your wife or your husband or your kids or the dog? Do you complain about small or petty things in abusive ways and feel justified in doing so? This is probably a really good sign that you're really under stress when the small stuff starts to get to you. Like your spouse, if they're making meals, complaining about the meals or something else about the home setting. That's really minor. Are you using physical threats or attacks in the home? Again, trying to compensate for the stress by trying to empower oneself with this kind of physical intimidation or humiliation or insults. Are you insulting or blaming or yelling or screaming at others at home? Often a reflection of being out of control, not in control, and certainly not empowered. When you think of these various questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll start looking at reflections of ego stupidity when it's occurring in people with higher ego power in their efforts to deal with stressors and stress. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a higher ego power person's difficulties in dealing with stressors and stress. Some of these may seem strange or weird, wrong, inappropriate, maybe funny. But that's because you're not living in that ego energy. But for those with higher ego power, it can often lead them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that are affecting their ability to cope with stressors and stress due to their higher level of ego power. It can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things that they're thinking or feeling or doing, such as being abusive, are normal when confronted with stressors and stress. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can, because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter or lens that the higher ego power person is looking through to see what's taking place in dealing with the stressors and stress going on in their life. The higher ego power person is an intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable person who has gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, higher ego power energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity. And they can do this with the use of ego medicine, consisting of knowing what ego is and isn't. That's the first contributor to ego medicine, understanding that ego is an energy. It's our survival energy. It's at work to try to promote our survival in our lives. But to also understand two important myths, that your ego doesn't think, it doesn't have an intellect, so it doesn't have an awareness of itself or you or even God, because it doesn't have an intellect, it's just an energy. And also understanding that it doesn't have an intentional quality, meaning that your ego is not out to orchestrate your life in any direct way, because it doesn't even have an intellect upon which to build intentions to form for you. So you're the one who has defined the intentions based upon the energy. So that's ego medicine's first component, understanding really the truth about what ego is and isn't. The second contributor is tuning into your specific ego energy. Each of us has a certain amount of power, flexibility, and vulnerability in our ego energy that is at work in influencing the kinds of thoughts and feelings and behaviors that we form. And it's important to work on tuning into that, to become more self-aware of that. Well, that's not something that you can do by yourself because you're not familiar with what you need to know and understand in getting there. That's where I come in. My books, my podcasts, and my website are all intended to help you with that tuning into process. And then the third component is being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. Truth is a very powerful contributor to connecting to reality and healing. That's often necessary. And so the next part of our show today will deal with this third contributor to ego medicine, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for their disconnection from reality. These are the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with higher ego power bring into their efforts to work with stressors and stress. And here is the first reflection. Stress is not getting the better of me. Stress is not getting the better of me. That is a non-reality-based thought because oftentimes stress is actually getting the better in many different areas of their life. They just don't want to admit it. People with higher ego power, in order to maintain their over-empowerment, tell themselves this lie. It's a non-reality-based thought that a spiritual, intelligent, and non-mentally ill person often tells themselves when they are dealing with higher ego power. And this is ego stupidity that can often feed into additional ego stupidity. It also begins to happen. Again, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts. My mistreatment of others is not a sign of stress. My mistreatment of others is not a sign of stress. That's a non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thought, reflective of ego stupidity. Other thoughts. My excessive use of alcohol or drugs is not a sign of being under stress. Again, another non-reality-based thought that people with higher ego power are experiencing. Another thought. The physical symptoms I experience are not a sign of being under stress. When people are experiencing significant problems with maybe their heart or their headaches or their stomach or other physical signs that are ongoing and they had ruled out any physiological origin for it, the idea is that there's some stress going on here. And also the psychological symptoms I'm experiencing are not a sign of being under stress. You know, people start to display these behavioral, these thought-related, emotionally-related things that are reflective of stress, but they tell themselves they're not. And one more thought that's non-reality-based, which is, if I were under stress, I would know it. This is, again, a lie in a way that people tell themselves. If I were under stress, I would know it. That's the higher ego power person distancing them from reality. When your higher ego power is healing, you begin to realize that you can be under stress and not know it, and that you're not immune to it. That is reality-based, truth-connected thought. But until then, when you're thinking that stress is not getting the better of you and all the other things I've shared, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to move on to the next reflection of ego stupidity. I'm allowed to mistreat or abuse people when they upset or stress me. There's that entitlement. People with higher ego power feel like they're permitted to mistreat or abuse people when they're under stress. Often use abuse in support of their over-empowerment. And this is ego stupidity that also feeds into additional ego stupidity that begins to happen. including that people deserve to be abused or mistreated if they upset me. So there's this non-reality-based thought that I deserve or people deserve to be abused or mistreated if they upset me. They can also be thinking any means are acceptable in order to remove the source of my stress. So that can include the things I mentioned earlier, whether it's being abusive or maybe using addictions as a way to remove the stress they're experiencing. So this is a non-reality-based thought. Another one, being abusive doesn't mean I'm under stress. So they try to disconnect abusiveness with being under stress. That's a non-reality-based thought that people with higher ego power can get into. And also, I'm not being abusive if I'm only giving people what they deserve. So they empower themselves with the notion that I'm just giving people what they deserve. So it's not really abuse. Again, this is a lie they're telling themselves. It's non-reality based, but this is what happens in the face of a higher ego power. When your higher ego power is healing, you begin to realize that you're not entitled to be abusive of others, even when they cause you to feel stress. So even if they are causing you to feel stress, you're not entitled to be abusive. But until then, when you're thinking that I'm allowed to mistreat or abuse people when they stress me or upset me and all of the rest, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to share one more reflection of ego stupidity. My excessive use of alcohol or drugs doesn't mean I'm under stress. My excessive use of alcohol or drugs doesn't mean I'm under stress. People with higher ego power often use drugs and alcohol to gain distance from the stressors and stress while retaining their sense of having it all under control. So they feel like they're having it all under control. Well, you really don't have it under control because the alcohol or the drugs have it under control for you, so to speak. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen. I'm just using alcohol or drugs a lot because I enjoy them. So telling them they're just for the purposes of recreation. But this recreational use often spills over to what I call the functional use. The functional use being removing my feelings of stress. And also, I just want them, but I don't really need them. Again, telling yourself, but you don't need certain things, but you actually are leaning on them to help you with stress. And one more thought, I can stop whenever I want to. I can stop whenever I want to. Another lie that people often tell themselves, particularly those with higher ego power. When your higher ego power voice is healing, you begin to realize that excessive use of drugs and alcohol are signs of stress that you're experiencing and trying to manage with these substances. But until then, when you're thinking that the excessive use of drugs and alcohol doesn't mean you're under stress, and all of the rest that I share with you, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go on to talking about ego insights now. I want to share some specific insights connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty in dealing with stressors and stress for those with higher ego power. The insights are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties. And here is the first one. Your higher ego power voice, that is, it's the mixture of your ego energy with your mind, that's your ego voice, is keeping you at a distance from recognizing the physical, emotional, and mental signs and symptoms which indicate you are under stress. It's leading you to a false sense of immunity in order to maintain your over-empowerment. It's leading you to ignore, minimize, deny, or overly normalize signs of stress. This is what's going with your ego power. Your higher ego power voice is leading you here. It's leading you to think that nothing bad is happening beneath the surface. So none of that stuff going on with your body and signs of stress that's showing itself are not happening. They're not. You're in denial. And it's leading you to think that you have everything under control when actually you're out of control. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of these things I've just shared with you. We'll go on to another insight. Your higher ego power voice, that is the mixture of your ego energy with your mind, not ego's mind, your mind, is leading to a distorted understanding of the stressors that you're facing in your life. It's leading you to misunderstand how well you're managing relationship stressors and the cumulative effects over time. You're thinking you're doing better in relationships than you actually are, and the stress that's going on within the relationship. It's also leading you to misunderstand how well you're managing work stressors. Again, there's this distortion going on. I call it positive distortion because it's you trying to tell yourself that things are much better than they are. And it's, in a way, it's causing you to be ego blind and miss what's really going on. It's also leading you to misunderstand how well you're managing financial stressors. Again, people often with higher ego power think that things are in much greater control than they really are. They're distorting themselves. They're not aware of it because it's the effect of this higher ego power energy combined with your mind to lead into that inability to see things for how they truly are. And it probably explains why many people can be overextended on their debt because of the illusion of managing things better than they are. And it's also leading you to misunderstand how well you're managing health stressors. Again, that positive distortion that people often get into, thinking that everything's just fine, but it's not fine. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to talk about one more insight, your higher ego power voice. Again, that combination, that mixing of your ego energy and with your mind, not ego's mind, is leading you to a sense of entitlement and justification when you're being abusive of others if they upset you. It's leading you in that direction of entitlement. I'm entitled to be abusive, and my abuse is appropriate given what I'm, you know, I'm what's going on. And it's leading you to being blind as to how mean you are acting toward others. You're, in a way, becoming desensitized to how you are actually acting and how mean you are actually being to others. It's leading you to make others overly responsible for your actions or your abusive behavior. The person with higher ego power is making others the fault, others responsible for their own actions, their own abusiveness. And it's leading you to the notion that if they stop what they're doing, then I will stop treating them a certain way. Again, it's rationalizing that I'm only doing what I need to do to get them to stop what they're doing, which is not a reality-based thought, but your ego energy is leading you there. And it's also leading to your inability to recognize the actual weakness that's being reflected in your mistreatment and abuse of others and how out of control you really are. When you awaken and you become more conscious of your higher ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, They aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Sati Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how higher ego power can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to coping with stressors and stress. Here we're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the disconnection that's actually taking place. The God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given, the gift of God within. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds, when ego is getting in the way of working with the stressors and stress taking place in our life. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. And here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego power who are failing to be their divinity when the stressors and stress have gotten the better of them. And we'll start with ego's impact on being the love God is when dealing with stressors and stress. People with higher ego power have difficulty being spiritually well. When feeling overly empowered weakens their efforts to manage stressors and stress with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity involves knowing the boundaries of your human empowerment in order to healthily manage the stressors and stress taking place in your life. The unlimited empowerment that you possess resides in your divinity, not your humanity. When your higher ego power and over-empowerment prevents you from lovingly working with the stressors and stress that you face, you're not able to be the unconditional love God is in managing these important life challenges. We must bring unconditional love and an awareness of the limits of our human empowerment to the management of life stressors and stress, to manage them and not become managed by them. When your higher ego power and over-empowerment weakens meeting and embracing life stressors and stress with love, rather than anger or fear, you're not able to be the connective love God is. We must be lovingly connected in our dealings with stressors and stress while recognizing the limits of our human empowerment in order to manage the life stressors and stress we must face. When your higher ego power and over-empowerment are burdening you with anger and fear, rather than love, in working with life stressors and stress, you're not able to be the unburdened love God is. We must manage them with weightless and freely flowing love towards them in order to learn about, manage, and heal them. When your higher ego power and over-empowerment are limiting the amount of love you can bring to working with life stressors and stress, you're not able to be the unlimited love God is. The embrace of them with unlimited and expanding love will open the door to learning what is unknown from within and from others in order to manage and heal the stressors and stress we must face in our lives. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is when coping with life stressors and stress. People with higher ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when a lack of recognition of their over-empowerment is leading them to dishonor and disrespect the stressors life will bring within their faulty mismanagement of them. Your divinity involves honoring and respecting life stressors and stress with acknowledgement of their existence so that one can work with and heal what has been brought forth by them. When your higher ego power and over-empowerment are leading you to dishonor and disrespect others with abusive treatment in your coping with stressors and stress, you're not being the life God is. The recognition of the limits to our human empowerment will bring us to honor and respect others in our dealings with life stressors and eliminate any sense of entitlement to act abusively towards them. When your higher ego power and over-empowerment is leading you to dishonor and disrespect the sources of your stress with denial, minimizing, or overly normalizing them, you're not being the life God is. The recognition of life stressors with a clear acknowledgement of their existence will allow us to honor and respect the process needed to work with and heal them. When your higher ego power and over-empowerment is leading you to dishonor and disrespect the impact that stress is having on you, with false notions of being beyond its reach, you're not being the life God is. The recognition of stress's true impact will allow one to honor and respect what must be truly done in working with it. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity, in which any stressor and stress can be managed and healed. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it when coping with life stressors and stress. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy that's not designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with higher ego power and over-empowerment have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to manage life's stressors and stress within the light of truth and understanding that can be found when they are not being blinded by feeling beyond the reach of life stressors and immune to their impact. Our divinity involves healing and transformation, in which we are willing to work with and manage life's stressors and stress by seeking the truth and understanding that can be found when it is not being obscured by ignorance of one's over-empowerment. It involves healing and transformation in which we are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding about our life stressors and stress that is no longer hidden by faulty notions of being beyond their reach. When higher ego power and over-empowerment is keeping you from knowing the truth and understanding about life stressors and stress, you're not being the energy God is in working with it. The increasing awareness of one's over-empowerment and the distance it creates from truth will open the door to deeper truth and understanding of the stressors and stress one is actually facing and the ability to meet them with the empowerment of divine truth. When your higher ego power and over-empowerment is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about your mistreatment and abuse of others in your efforts to manage stress, you're not being the energy God is. The increasing awareness of one's over-empowerment and the distance that it creates from truth will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of one's mistreatment and the absence of any entitlement to do so in their efforts to cope with stress. When higher ego power and over-empowerment is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about the addictions that you're using to cope with your stress, you're not being the energy God is. The increasing awareness of one's over-empowerment and the distance it creates from truth will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of these addictions that one is using to manage their stress and how these addictions are actually managing them. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on higher ego power and difficulty coping with life's stressors and stress, please give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact that I've shared with you today. I hope what I have shared with you will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's as you go about healing your ego energy where needed in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I want to end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine, by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual because you already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.